just trying to get to know me and pick my brain and see how well that I know football and what kind of system I ran at North Carolina. And it's been a good process so far. I don't think that's a big concern from the teams that I've talked to so far. I think they know they could tell I know the game very well. They're impressed with my tape, and I'm just trying to show them what kind of person I am and just stay confident and get ready for the rest of this process. Just show them who I am, be myself. I'm confident in who I am, and I'm confident that I can be a franchise quarterback at the next level. So I'm just trying to portray that to them and be myself. I'll probably say Florida State. That was one of my best games. And then Pitt, and then Virginia Tech and Miami, maybe in that order. So we played some very good defenses this year, like Florida State, Miami. And I got better as the year went along. So that'd be some of the ones that they'd watch.
It's been great, you know. This is a week kind of that I've been using for, I think he's been using as a second chance to meet me. Just because of the Senior Bowl, we knocked out so many interviews, and I've been doing that again this week. So it's kind of my second time seeing coaches and GMs and scouts. So it's been a lot of fun, and I just enjoyed this whole week. Actually, when I first got here, I looked at Chad and said, could you believe that we were going to be here the same time a year ago? And he's like, no. But this is always a goal of mine. I'm here now, and you know, I've had a great, you know, like I said before, first couple days with interviews and meeting teams for the second time now, coaches for the second time. We can really dive into the football stuff. They know me as a person now, and it's been a lot of fun. I just want an opportunity. You know, whoever takes a chance on me, they're going to get somebody who's going to try to prove them right every day. That's the only thing I'm concerned about.
Toughest question I've gotten is, would you consider yourself a cat or a dog? I chose dog. Because I feel like I have that fiery dog mentality on the field. I mean, there's a lot of guys that are really good in this class, but I'm going to compete hard. I definitely think I could be. I have the talent to be. It's all going to be all on who wants to work the hardest on the off the field of the film work, getting your practice exactly how you want it. And, I mean, that will determine who's the best guy. I just show them my knowledge for the game. I mean, that's the only way I can prove it wrong. I mean, if you look back at the system quarterback, a lot of guys didn't work out. So for me, it's just going to be about proving those guys wrong. I mean, going out there, really showing my knowledge of the game and just competing. And, I mean, it'll all show up when you get to the field.
I think Dak Prescott got to experience something that was very similar to what I experienced in 2015, walking into a team with a bunch of great talent around him, an awesome offensive line, you know, great receivers, a great running back, and all he had to do is execute his job. And when you have the veterans around you and experience around you, and you're only required to make sure to make your throws, make your checks, and get yourself in the right team, or get your team into the right play, then it makes the game a lot easier and gives you a lot more confidence quickly. And he was able to show that in his first year.
Yeah, you know, I would love to be a top pick. And the way this draft is set up, to be a top pick, most likely you're going to go into a situation with a team who's coming off of a season like I went through last year. And to learn from that 2015 season compared to this 2016 season, I think it allows me to understand the winning culture. When you're doing nothing but winning your whole life, being at an elite high school, won championships, and then going through that 2015 season that I did, you really don't understand what winning culture is until you have something to compare it to. And I was able to compare those two seasons last year and understand what it takes to be a winner, and I can't wait to join another team and get back to win.
It wasn't a diss or anything like that. If you know the whole story, it was a joke that me and Jason Garrett had last year because I won the Davey O'Brien the year before too. And, you know, Davey O'Brien are huge Cowboy fans, and, you know, they wanted me to joke around and you know, have the crowd excited and a good laugh. So, you know, the base behind the story was, you know, at the time, you know, Cowboys were looking for a quarterback. And so, you know, Tony Romo was hurt, and I told him, hey, if I was able to come back to Davey O'Brien Award next year, I promise you that, you know, I'd be back, and if I do, then you have to draft me. And that was the joke. We laughed, had a good time. And so what the Davey O'Brien people wanted me to do is bring that back up and say, hey, I kept my promise. Now you got to keep yours to dropping me. And it was just a inside a joke. And then someone filmed it and put it on social media and made it bigger than what it was. So it wasn't no diss to any team or any franchise. I'd be happy to go anywhere. And I'm just blessed with this opportunity.